It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk about an effort to support women in science and engineering, the Earth Science Women's Network.
First, Wisconsin officials are working to improve the statewide emergency communications network. The Wisconsin Interoperable System for Communications, or WISCOM, network lets public safety agencies communicate across the state.
Danielle Kading joins us now. She's a WPR news reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Veronica. How you doing?
Good. Well, let's start with the basics, Danny. Tell us how WISCOM works.
Well, it is a statewide network, statewide radio network, that allows, as Rob said, public safety agencies to communicate across the state through portable radios. It offers 95% coverage, 95% of the time, anywhere in the state. So if a public safety agency like the sheriff's office here in Douglas County wanted to talk to somebody in Madison at the Wisconsin DOJ, they could do that by using these portable radios.
And we have a clip of Josh Ribb, who's the WISCOM program manager at the Wisconsin Department of Justice, talking about the importance of the system for interagency communication.
Prior to the system, there was really no way to do that except for cell phone coverage, which was kind of spotty along that entire route. And in order, if they had any problems along that entire route, the only radio systems they could communicate on are ones that they had programmed in their radio. And there's quite a few counties along that trip, so they'd have to have those dispatch centers and everything programmed in the entire way.
So, Danny, a picture there of the importance of this system, but who pays for the maintenance of it?
Well, right now, this started out with 80 state-owned towers. It's grown since then to include 116 towers across the state. And so the state-owned towers are run by, the Department of Health Services, Department of Corrections, Wisconsin DOT, and Wisconsin DOJ, and they have funding included in their budgets to help maintain the system. But those sites that have been added on by local agencies, whether it's county or city, they pay for their own system and the upgrades and the infrastructure.
And there has been a consultant hired to take a look at some of the issues, upcoming issues, and also to see how other states handle the maintenance costs. And what is that the consultant found about who pays for this emergency system in other states?
Well, I don't know what the consultant has found yet because they have yet to release their final draft report. But the consultant was hired last year to look at surrounding states and how they are operating similar networks. And in Minnesota, for example, they have state funding to support their system, which is called the ARMOR system. And they receive about $11.5 million a year in state funding to support maintenance of the infrastructure and the radios as part of that network. But in Illinois, it's owned by a provider, or the sites are owned by a provider. So those agencies that want to be a part of the network or use it have to pay a monthly user fee, as it was explained to me. Michigan, they also receive state funding, and I believe that's around $40 million annually to keep up their system and provide for the kind of improvements and the maintenance.
And what do counties around the state here in Wisconsin have to say about some of these different options?
Well, counties like Douglas County are opposed to any kind of user fee to be on the system. And the reason for that is, for those counties or cities or communities that have taken that extra effort of building their own tower or adding their own radio infrastructure to provide more coverage for emergency services in their counties, they really don't want to have to pay any more into that to maintain those systems. So, and with the way state funding is and federal funding, counties are stretched thin on their budgets. They're trying to stretch the dollar as far as they can. And so to have to pay anything further would be a burden on those local governments.
We're talking with Danielle Kading right now, WPR's news reporter based in Superior. And we're talking about what Wisconsin officials are doing to improve the statewide emergency communications network. And Danny, looking at the funding as it stands right now, how does the state pay for it?
How does the state pay for it currently?
Currently.
Yeah, well, As I said before, those state agencies like Department of Health Services and the Department of Corrections, they have funding included in their annual budgets to account for ongoing maintenance, and they strive to upgrade at least 4 towers or the equipment for those things each year. As for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the Wisconsin State Patrol, and Wisconsin DOJ, there's roughly just a little bit more than $1 million. And so that means that there's not a whole lot of money that can go into maintenance or adding on new sites.
So if there's a gap in coverage, I know there's one in Plover, what happens about the cost there?
Well, for example, you mentioned that there are some areas that need coverage to be filled in. And so that's the current challenge that the state is facing, is how do we fill in these coverage needs when we have a limited pot of resources available, which is why they're doing the study to examine what kind of resources that they can bring to bear to meet the communications needs across the state and fill that in. In Plover, I believe they have a DNR tower where they're currently adding infrastructure there to help improve portable radio communications in that area. But there has to be money in the long term to support the kind of upgrades that are going to need to happen as the equipment for these radio networks reach their end of life.
So we mentioned some gaps in coverage. What other kinds of improvements do you think Wisconsin officials are looking at to make the system better and to keep it moving forward into the future?
Well, one thing is consistency, and the other thing is training. Anytime you roll out a new way of doing things, you have to make sure that people understand how that system works, how to use these radios, and how to keep up the system or properly implement it so that you're not doing things that may be detrimental in the long run. So they're looking at what kind of things that they can do so that they have efficient communication between emergency services across the state and a level of consistency so that everyone everywhere who has one of these sites is doing it virtually the same so that nobody's confused and everyone's on the same page.
And we have a little bit from Josh Ripp again, the WISCOM program manager at the Wisconsin DOJ, and he's talking here about how this study will be used.
Once the study is completed, we can move forward with management at DOJ and DOT to find the resources to make improvements and plan for the system for the future. Improving coverage and operability across things, as well as provide the training and assistance to the users on the system to make them the best use of the system as well.
And Danny, you said the report from the consultant is not in hand yet, but what happens next?
Well, it sounds like they're finalizing a draft report of what the consultant is recommending as to how to move forward and things that can be done to maintain and fund the system. And the Wisconsin DOJ is expected to review that internally in the next couple of weeks.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Veronica.
That was Danielle Kading, WPR news reporter based in Superior, and she was with us there to talk about what Wisconsin officials are doing right now to improve the statewide emergency communications network.